The fire still burning near Akyechuk is large, around 100 acres, according to State Division of Forestry spokesperson Tim Mowry. The fire is located about 2 miles south of Akyechuk on the opposite side of the Kuskokwim River as a village. No injuries or deaths have been reported as a result of the fire. Akyechuk Police Chief Ann Charles said that 4 or 5 houses at fish camps have burned down. Charles and several tribal police officers were the first to respond to the fire last night and were there until around 5 a.m. this morning. At that point, she said the fire was small enough to fight with 5-gallon buckets of water from the river and by stomping on it.
We contained some of it, and this morning I got another call saying that it started up again.
The fire grew to 200 acres. This afternoon, the Division of Forestry dispatched a dozen smoke jumpers from Fairbanks to the fire near Akyechuk. Division spokesperson Mowry said they are focused on preventing any further fish camps from being destroyed. Mowry also said initial reports indicate that a discarded lit cigarette may have started the fire. The wildfire near Skamen Bay is much smaller than the one near Akyechuk and is also not threatening the village. Mowry said there are no injuries or deaths reported, but some fish camps may be threatened. He said that thermal imaging satellites detected a fire 6 to 7 miles southwest of Skamen Bay yesterday. He said as of today, the fire was only 2 acres and was headed west towards the coast. The state has not deployed any firefighters to the fire near Skamen Bay, primarily because smoke jumpers are occupied with other fires. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.